Come, let us adore God and fall down before the Lord. Let us weep before him who made us, for he is the Lord our God. On this day, the church celebrates the Ember Saturday of September, thus marking not only the end of a season and the beginning of another, but also the beginning of the harvest season. And of course, the harvest of the church is not just fruits, which of course are offered to God in the tithing of the very best fruits, 10% of them that have been yielded by the land and by the mercy of God, and presenting them to his temple. But also, and most importantly, the fruits that are most important to Holy Mother the Church, and for which these Ember Days of September have been celebrated, is the fruits of vocations to the priesthood in particular, the religious life secondarily, but for the Ember Days they are for the priesthood, for holy priests, and from them holy bishops and holy popes. If we do not pray, if we do not do penance, if we do not mortify ourselves, then we cannot expect God to give us holy priests, holy bishops, or holy popes. And 2,000 years of our history most certainly show that there are many, many unholy popes, bishops, and priests throughout our history, for which we should make penance and be ashamed that we have not done our duty. And the same thing we need to do for the future generations. And of course, that is why we celebrate this day. In addition to this Ember Saturday and these Ember Days of September, the day of today has many wonderful saints. The first in line, of course, is that of the second Supreme Pontiff of the Holy Church, Pope St. Linus, who was chosen after St. Peter was crucified in what is today the sacristy of St. Peter's Basilica. And St. Linus ruled the church for about 8 to 10 years, and then he himself was martyred, and he was buried next to St. Peter. And another saint of the New Testament, about which not much is known with certainty, is the friend and convert of St. Paul, St. Thecla, who also is feasted on this day. But in recent times, and perhaps more importantly for us, today is a feast of St. Pius of Pietrelcina. And I will bless everyone after the novena and the blessing with the relic of his blood that was brought to us several years ago by the prior of the convent of Franciscan friars in San Giovanni Rotondo, and the blood that is always on our altars, and which we celebrated so much when all of his relics were brought here in his vestments, which I was able to wear for the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And so today we pray to these saints and all the saints to help us to be holy, to help us to put aside the things of this world that distract us from God and his holy service, the things that keep us from giving him to him our total selves, and that we should follow in the footsteps of St. Linus, of St. Thecla, and of St. Pius of Pietrelcina. And we also, of course, beseech the Most Holy Mother of God, Our Lady, especially on her title of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, whose shrine we honor and by whom we are honored ourselves, that they may intercede for us and grant us to be holy and grant us that at the end of this life we may be admitted at the very least into purgatory and then as soon as is possible into the eternal realms where with her and these saints we shall worship God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.